One fruitful way of pondering the daily readings is to see them in light of what we heard on Sunday. So there's always a kind of looking back when we use that method. And it works very well with these readings because the gospel, today's gospel, brings up the Pharisees who are arguing with Jesus and asking for a sign. And in yesterday's gospel, Jesus said, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you won't even enter the kingdom. So you can see why, because the Pharisees in today's gospel are arguing with Jesus and demanding a sign. They're not submitting to him, they're imposing upon him. So that's one connection. Then in today's first reading, we start reading from the letter of James, and he speaks about asking for wisdom. That was also in yesterday's second reading from, was it 1 Corinthians? Where Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where Paul distinguished between the wisdom of this age, worldly wisdom or earthly wisdom, and God's wisdom, heavenly wisdom, mysterious, hidden wisdom. So we can see connections with yesterday's readings and today's readings. Another approach, though, and I think it appeals to us at this time, is to look forward. Rather than look back to yesterday, we look forward because we're about to begin the holy season of Lent, and our spirits are already anticipating how to best enter into that season, how to start well. And today's readings are a good kind of pre-Lenten reflection. First of all, the Pharisees. They always come off looking pretty bad in the Gospels, but that's a good thing for us because we look pretty bad too when we're like them. So very, very often in the Gospels, we're being warned not to be like that. In this case, it says the Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. So in that one sentence, you've got arguing with Jesus, demanding a sign, and testing him. It's already clear that their attitude is wrong, seeking a sign. Now, as we look forward into Lent, very soon in Lent, I think next week, I'm not exactly sure when it comes up, but I think it's in the first week of Lent, we will have the gospel where Jesus speaks about prayer. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. I think it's next week. For sure in the early part of Lent, that instruction on prayer, ask, seek and knock. And every time we read that passage, we have to be cautious not to misread it as a statement that whatever we ask for or whatever we seek, we will get it according to our will. And today's gospel enlightens us about that. Here the Pharisees are asking and seeking. They're seeking a sign. Well, according to that passage in the Sermon on the Mount that we'll hear next week, if ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. Well, they ask and they don't receive, they seek and they don't find. So what is that about? It's this. The asking and the seeking has to be done with the right spirit. It has to be done with faith, with willingness to submit to what God has in mind for us, because what God has in mind for us is much greater than what we have in mind. So if we are trying to box God's will into our narrow will, well, we're not going to get what we want because it's not good for us in the first place. Remember what we heard yesterday. Again, going back to yesterday's second reading, great reading from Corinthians. What eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him, God has revealed to us through the Spirit. So there's something that we can't even imagine. It's more than has entered into our mind. That's what God has in mind for us. So when we pray with that awareness that yes, we have some things that we want and that we ask for, that we seek. But we pray with the awareness that what God has in mind for us is much greater than that anyway. So sometimes it's good for us when the Lord the Lord's answer to our prayer is no. And that's clearly what happens in today's gospel. They seek a sign. And what is Jesus' response? I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. You ask for a sign? No. It's a pretty simple answer. No. Why? Because they're asking with a wrong disposition. They're not asking with faith. It says, then he left them, he got into the boat again, and he went off to the other shore. Did they follow him? No. If they really were seeking his will, if they really wanted what he had to give, they would have followed him, but they didn't. They're putting him to the test. They're trying to squeeze him into their own box. And Jesus won't allow that. He is trying to get us out of our box so that we can see the vast horizon of his great will for us. Well, this takes us to today's first reading. James, we read from the letter of James this week, actually today and tomorrow, because by Wednesday we start Lent. But the letter of James is a great introduction to this whole spirit of Lent, because it has this very practical and bracing approach to the spiritual life. James is not afraid to offend us or to correct us. He's very straightforward. So he says in today's reading, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. Another encouragement to ask and you shall receive. If you lack wisdom, ask and you shall receive. God is very generous about giving wisdom. Sounds like the passage I mentioned that we'll hear next week. Ask and you shall receive. Ask for wisdom, you shall receive it. God wants us to be wise. He wants us to receive wisdom from above, not just human or earthly wisdom. But, James says, this is the correction, but he should ask in faith, not doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind. So what's the spirit or the disposition with which we ask for wisdom? If we're asking for wisdom because we want to solve our problems, or we want to be in control, or we want things to go our way, or we want other people to conform to our will, that's not asking with faith. That's asking for earthly wisdom. And usually the Lord's answer to that request is no. No. So James is helping us understand how we're supposed to ask, how we're supposed to pray. Yes, ask for wisdom. Yes. All of us lack wisdom. We're very foolish. In fact, that's why we need Lent. When Lent comes, we realize, well, we really need Lent. Because we need the help to put ourselves in order, to put our life, to discipline our unruly inner life. So we need wisdom. But we shouldn't ask for wisdom with the idea that we're going to be in charge. No. Asking for wisdom is like asking for humility. It's submission to God. After James says that people who ask with the wrong disposition are like waves driven by the wind, then he says, a person like that must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a man of two minds, unstable in all his ways. What does it mean to be a man of two minds? It means saying, I want the will of God, but choosing my own will. The two minds are God's will and my will. And whenever we insert our will against God's will, well, then we're not going to get what we ask for, or we shouldn't. So how does this apply here? We're looking forward to Lent. We're looking forward to a season of divine wisdom, of greater application of spiritual principles. And the right way to prepare for that is to seek wisdom, to ask with faith, to submit ourselves to God. It's always the right way. When we pray, Our prayer is always, your will be done. Yes, we ask for certain things. We're supposed to. We ask for things that we need or that we believe we need and what our loved ones need. We should do that. But always beneath those requests is the request, your will be done. And our willingness to submit to Him. That's wisdom. That's wisdom, and that's what opens us to the what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not even entered into the human heart. When we're submitting ourselves to God, then God can be the one in charge, and He has a great plan for us. Okay, so don't be like Pharisees. Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom. What should we be like? We should be like little ones, children, who ask for everything from the Lord and open their hearts to receive.